Thomas Hayduck was in a serious car accident 3 years ago.
And I didn't know what I was going to do once I got out of the hospital. I didn't drive anymore.
The 72-year-old Buffalo resident was also in need of something else.
Socialization.
Now he gets rides to places like the local community center for low-impact pool exercises. He also gets taken out to coffee, lunch, and movies with other older adults.
It's been like, go. It's been golden. Really important.
Hayduck is one of about 200 Buffalo seniors enrolled in Canopy of Neighbors. For a membership fee, the nonprofit deploys volunteers to pick up older adults at their homes and take them to doctor's appointments, the grocery store, and even social outings with other older adults in the program. Canopy of Neighbors is part of the national village-to-village network organization started in Boston in 2002. There are now more than 240 of these volunteer villages and 100 more in development in 41 states. The purpose of these villages, according to Canopy of Neighbors co-founder Toby Leiping, is simple.
The idea is, what is it going to take for me to be able to remain in my home for the rest of my life?
They try to help older adults age in place by filling in the gaps in their care, like putting away groceries or even helping fix the television. The organized social outings fight off isolation that's been proven to have a negative impact on seniors' health. It's an idea that may be gaining some traction. The Mobile Safety Net team and the University at Buffalo recently called for expanding volunteer organizations that allow seniors to age in place and travel to social events that reduce isolation. According to their report, 17% of Buffalo seniors live in poverty, and a third don't own a car. Canopy of Neighbors executive director, Sasha Yurkovich, says such programs are becoming all the more crucial for a Western New York region that's aging even faster than the national average.
That's why it's so important to support these alternative methods for dignified and human services that help people before they become a burden to themselves and their families and the drain on the system.
Yurkovich says community-based organizations can actually save money for an already overburdened Medicare, nursing home, and caregiver system that may not be ready to handle an older American population expected to grow to 90 million by 2050.
It's not only necessary, but it's important for us to disrupt this traditional notion of how we care for people at the beginning of this and how it's funded. It should be understandably cheaper to help people when you intervene at the beginning and avoid that long trek.
There's also benefits for the volunteers, who include everyone from retirees to college students. Karen Rumsey became a volunteer after retiring as a psychiatrist this summer.
And I had looked into other volunteer opportunities, and this one really seemed to be a fit. It was grassroots, hands-on, something I knew I could do and wanted to do. And you could see the immediate effect of the volunteering, giving someone a ride, a conversation.
Indira Kartha has appreciated the conversations. The 86-year-old widow and retired physician says she was lonely before she joined the organization, shortly after it was first started in 2011.
Meeting the people in Canterbury, who call, one or the other would call me and ask, how are you this week? So that's a big thing.
Canopy of Neighbors holds its offices and coffee hours at the Jewish Community Center on Delaware Avenue. They started out by serving just two zip codes on Buffalo's west side, but have since expanded to the east side, the waterfront, and up to the Parkside area. Yurkovich says they hope to eventually cover the entire city, as well as encourage other villages to start up in the city's surrounding suburbs.
It literally is creating the overused term, a village of people who can help each other.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.